fond memories of playing on Monday night?
I got a few. Played Jacksonville, played Jets. Got a couple wins, a couple not so good outings. So it's always exciting to play Monday night. You know, it's prime time. You know, all the other games are over. You know, most of the players around the league are watching. The whole nation's watching. It's going to be a great environment to play in out there in Heinz Field. They got a great fan base. I know it's going to be loud. So looking forward to it.
Dwayne, you've been you look at the record 3-3, but you look back at the six games. Mistake here or there, this team could have, you know, five wins by now. Is that encouraging knowing you guys are that close?
It's very encouraging. You know, the games that we won, you know, were hard fought games, and the ones that we lost, you know, with the exception of one, you know, we were just, you know, a couple plays from being right there. And that's just what it comes down to more times than not. And we made a point of emphasis this week to really focus in on details and just communicating things like that to get us over that hump.
How do you feel like you've played compared to past years? How would you grade yourself so far?
I could be better. You know, I think I've played okay. I'm pretty very, very critical of myself though. So you know, just a lot of technique things that I can improve on going forward, and I plan on doing that.
Dwayne, what about their front and the challenges they offer?
They have some pretty good players over there individually. I think they play well as a unit. They show a lot of different looks, a lot of different blitzes. I think the person that, you know, sticks out the most over there is, of course, Palomalu, a guy who's been playing at a high level for his whole career, and you have to account for him at all times. So we have a pretty good game plan going into it.
I know we ask these questions all the time, but what are some keys perhaps to getting off to a better start?
I think running the ball. I think that's always a point of emphasis for us, especially start the game off, because I think they do a pretty good job with their pressures, getting those third and long situations. You want to stay out of those as much as possible, and just communicating. I think being on the same page, being in sync, that means everything for us up front. And you know, if we can control that, that'll mean a lot for our offense.
Well, you mentioned accounting for Palomalu. How unique is that, that you have to account for a safety, the guys up front, and then what kind of havoc can that cause?
It's only been a few guys in that I can think of in league history that have been that way in the secondary. he caused so much havoc, you know, in the passing game, the run game. You know, he kind of calls his own stuff out there at times, and it doesn't look like it's part of the game plan. He just kind of guesses, and more times than not, he's guessing right. And, you know, creating a lot of tackles for losses, sacks, turnovers. And so it's very important for us to account for him this week.
Chris said they want to make you guys think up front defensively. What does that do to you when you have that many looks to account for?
Just makes you focus more. And the fact that you're playing in a hostile environment, it makes it even tougher and even a bigger challenge. But we understand that going into it, just based off of our games up to this point, we understand that we have to focus more and have to lock in and have to be in sync. So it's nothing that we're not prepared for. We still got to go out and do it. So it's a big challenge for us.